Radio Nacional Clásica presenta La música del Rey David. Idea y conducción, Mario Bensecri.
Muy buenas tardes, mis amables oyentes. Soy Mario Bensecri, desde mi casa por la pandemia, en la audición 794 de este programa dedicado al aporte hecho a la música por los artistas de la comunidad judía, que llega a ustedes gracias a la buena onda y profesionalismo de Adán Robies en la coordinación de aire y el equipo técnico de la emisora. Hoy vamos a referirnos a la comedia musical actual más popular de la comunidad judía, Tevi el Lechero, que es el narrador ficticio y protagonista de una serie de cuentos de Sholem Aleichem y varias adaptaciones de los mismos, siendo la más famosa el musical de 1964, Fiddler on the Roof, El violinista en el tejado. Este nombre hace alusión a un famoso cuadro de Marc Chagall, donde se ve a un violinista tocando entre las dos aguas de un tejado, simbolizando la inestabilidad del pueblo judío permanentemente. La adaptación cinematográfica fue hecha en 1961. Y este violinista en el tejado tiene música de Bach y letra de Stein. Tevi es un famoso, piadoso lechero judío que vive en la Rusia zarista, el patriarca de una familia que incluye varias hijas problemáticas. El pueblo de Boiberik, donde se desarrollan las historias, rebautizado como Anatepka en El violinista en el tejado, desarrolla las historias. Tevi es interpretado por un actor. Como Tevi le cuenta a Aleichem los cuentos de su vida familiar. Seis de sus siete hijas, Beilke, Shahava, Hodel, Sprintze, Teibele y Zeitzel, son nombradas, y de estas, cinco desempeñan papeles principales en las historias de Tevi. Las historias cuentan sus negocios, los tratos románticos y matrimoniales de varias de sus hijas y la expulsión de los judíos de su aldea por parte del gobierno ruso. Las historias de Tevi se han adaptado al teatro y al cine varias veces. La propia adaptación teatral yiddish de Sholem Aleichem no se produjo durante su vida. Su primera producción, de Maurice Schwartz, fue en 1919. Schwartz hizo una película basada en la obra 20 años después. El musical de Broadway, Fiddler on the Roof, El violinista en el tejado, se basó en un libreto escrito por Arnold Perl llamado Tevi y sus hijas. Tevi the Dairyman, Tevi el lechero, tuvo cuatro adaptaciones cinematográficas. En Yiddish de 1939, que es la que hablábamos antes, de Maurice Schwartz. En hebreo en 1968, en inglés en 1971, que es la famosa Fiddler on the Roof, y en ruso en 2017. El nombre de Tevi es derivado del Yiddish del nombre hebreo Tuvia, es decir, Tobías. A continuación, escucharemos la versión completa extraída de la banda de sonido de la película norteamericana El violinista en el tejado, con solos de violín de Isaac Stern y los roles principales cantados por Topol, Molly Picon, Norma Klein y Leonard Frey. La música pertenece a Jerry Bock, como decíamos, con arreglos de John Williams, que asimismo dirige la orquesta. La duración es de 48 minutos 11 segundos.
Traditions, traditions. Without our traditions, our lives would be as shaky as
as a fiddler on the roof.
Yenta has to make a match for you before she can make one for me.
Oh, Yenta, Yenta.
Well, somebody has to arrange the matches. Young people can't decide these things for themselves.
Well, she might bring someone wonderful.
Someone interesting.
And well off.
And important.
Matchmaker, matchmaker, make me a match. Find me a find. Catch me a catch. Matchmaker, matchmaker, look through your book and make me a perfect match.
Matchmaker, matchmaker, I'll bring the fame. You bring the groom, slender and pale. Bring me a ring, for I'm longing to be the envy of all I see.
Or Papa, make him a scholar.
Or Mama, make him rich as a king.
For me, well, I wouldn't holler if he were as handsome as anything.
Matchmaker, matchmaker, make me a match. Find me a fine, catch me a catch. Night after night in the dark I'm alone.
the match, Chava. I thought you just had your eye on your books. And you have your eye on the rabbi's son.
Well, why not? We only have one rabbi, and he only has one son. Why shouldn't I want the best?
Because you're a girl from a poor family. So whatever Yenta brings, you'll take, right? Of course, right.
Huddle! Oh, Huddle! Have I made a match for you? He's handsome, he's young. All right, he's 62, but he's a nice man, a good catch, true? True. I promise you'll be happy, and even if you're not, there's more to life than that.
Don't ask me what.
Baba! I found him! You'll be a lucky bride. He's handsome, he's tall. That is, from side to side, but he's a nice man, a good catch, right?
Right.
You heard he has a temper.
He'll beat you every night,
but only when he's sober. So you're all right. Did you think you'd get a prince?
Well, I'll find the best I can. With no dowry, no money, no family background. Be glad you got a man.
Matchmaker, matchmaker, you know that I'm still very young. Please, take your time.
Up to this minute, I misunderstood that I could get stuck for good.
Yenta, see that he's gentle. Remember, you were also obliged. It's not that I'm sentimental. It's just that I'm terrified.
Matchmaker, matchmaker, plan me no plans. I'm in no rush. Maybe I've learned playing with matches, a girl can get burned.
So bring me no ring, groom me no groom, buy me no buy, catch me no catch, unless he's a matchless man.
Oh, dear Lord. You made many, many poor people. I realize, of course, it's no shame to be poor. But it's no great honor either. So what would have been so terrible if I had a small fortune?
If I were a rich man, yabba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dum. All day long I biddy biddy bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. Yabba dibba 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 dum. If I were a biddy biddy rich idle diddle 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 man, I'd build a big tall house with rooms by the dozen, right in the middle of the town. A fine tin roof with the real wooden floors below. There would be one long staircase just going up, and one even longer coming down, and one more leading nowhere just for show. I'd fill my yard with the chicks and turkeys and geese and ducks for the town to see and hear, squawking just as noisily as they can. And each lopsy will land like a trumpet on the ear, as if to say, here lives a wealthy man. If I were a rich man, yabba dibba 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 dum. All day long I'd biddy biddy bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. Yabba dibba 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 dum. If I were a biddy biddy rich idle diddle 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 man, I
my wife, my golden, looking like a rich man's wife with a proper double chin. Supervising a meals to her heart's delight. I see her putting on airs and strutting like a peacock. Oh, what a happy mood she's in. Screaming at the servants day and night. The most important man in town will come to fawn on me. They will ask me to advise them like a Solomon the wise. If you please, Rebetavia, pardon me, Rebetavia. Posing problems that would cross a rabbi's eyes. And it won't make one bit of difference if I answer right or wrong. When you're rich, they think you really know. If I were rich, I'd have the time that I like to sit in the synagogue and pray, and maybe have a seat by the eastern wall, and I discuss the holy books with the learned men 7 hours every day, and that would be the sweetest thing of all. If I were a rich man, all day long I biddy biddy bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. Lord, who made the lion and the lamb, you decreed I should be what I am. Would it spoil some vast eternal plan? If I were a wealthy man.
May the Lord protect and defend you. May he always shield you from shame. May you come to be in Israel a shining name. May you be like Ruth and like Esther. May you be deserving of praise. Strengthen them, O Lord, and keep them from the stranger's ways. May God bless you and grant you long.
Fulfill our Sabbath prayer for you. May God make you good mothers and
may
wives.
May he send you husbands who will care for you.
May the Lord protect and defend.
Oh.
To our prosperity,
to good health and happiness,
and most important, to life, l'chaim.
L'chaim, l'chaim,
to life. Here's to the father of bride-to-be.
Here's to my bride-to-be.
Bring l'chaim
to life, l'chaim.
L'chaim, l'chaim, to life. Life has a way of confusing us,
blessing and bruising us.
Bring l'chaim to life. God would like us to be joyful, even when our hearts lie panting on the floor.
How much more can we be joyful when there's really something to be joyful for?
To life, l'chaim. To title my daughter,
my wife. It gives you something to think about.
Something to drink about.
Drink l'chaim. To life.
Mordechai.
Yes, what is it, Lizabeth?
That Mordechai drinks for everybody.
What's the big occasion, Lizabeth?
I am taking myself a bride.
Who's the lucky one?
Tevye's eldest, Zeitel.
Raise a wolf to Tevye. Title your daughter,
my wife.
May all your futures be pleasant ones, not like our present ones. Drink l'chaim to life, l'chaim, l'chaim, l'chaim to life. It takes a wedding to make us say, let's live another day. Drink l'chaim to life. We'll raise a glass and sip a drop of schnapps in honor of the great good luck that favored you. We know that when good fortune favors to such men, it stands to reason we deserve it too. To us and our good fortune, be happy, be healthy, love life. And if our good fortune never comes, kiss to whatever comes, drink the highest tonight.
wonder of wonders, miracle of miracles, God took a Daniel once again, stood by his side, and miracle of miracles, walked him through the lion's den. Wonder of wonders, miracle of miracles, I was afraid that God would frown, but like he did so long ago in Jericho, God just made a wall fall down. When Moses softened Pharaoh's heart, that was a miracle. When God made the waters of the Red Sea part, that was a miracle too. But of all God's miracles, large and small, the most miraculous one of all is that out of a worthless lump of clay, God has made a man today. Wonders, miracle of miracles, God took a tailor by the hand, turned him around, and miracle of miracles led him to the promised land. When David slew Goliath, yes, that was a miracle. When God gave us manna in the wilderness, that was a miracle too. But of all God's miracles, large and small, the most miraculous one of all is the one I thought could never be. God has given you to me.
This was my dream. In the beginning, I dreamt we were having a celebration of some kind. All of our beloved departed were there, and the musicians, too.
Even your great-uncle Mordechai was there. And your cousin Rachel was there. And in the middle of the dream, in walks your grandmother Zeitl. May she rest in peace.
Grandmother Zeitl? How did she look?
Well, for a woman who's dead 30 years, she looked very good. Naturally, I went up to greet her.
A blessing on your head.
Mazel tov, mazel tov.
To see a daughter with.
Mazel tov, mazel tov.
And such a son-in-law, like no one ever saw. The tailor mortal comes, oil.
Mortal?
A worthy boy is he.
Mazel tov, mazel tov.
Of pious family.
Mazel tov, mazel tov.
They named him after my dear Uncle Mordechai. The tailor mortal comes, oil.
She must have heard wrong. She meant the butcher.
I'll tell her. You must have heard wrong, Grandma. There's no tailor.
Huh?
You mean a butcher, Grandma, by the name of Leisure Wolf.
No, no, no. I mean the tailor, Tedia, my great grandchild, my little cycle, who you named for me. Muttle's bride was meant to be. For such a match I prayed.
Mazel tov, mazel tov.
In heaven it was made.
Mazel tov, mazel tov.
A fine upstanding boy, a comfort and a joy. The tailor mortal comes oil.
But we announced it already. We made a bargain with the butcher.
He is a butcher. His name is Lazy Wolf. The tailor mortal comes.
Cha, cha. Look.
Who is this?
Who is this?
Who comes here? What woman is this? I'm righteous and mistaken.
Could it be?
Sure.
Yes, it could.
Why not?
Who could be mistaken?
Is the butcher's wife come from beyond the grave?
It's a bunch of dear darling in hard and white. No mascara, no mascara.
Your daughter marrying my husband.
It's your husband.
Would you do this to your friend and neighbor, Promacera? Have you no consideration for a woman's feelings?
Feelings.
Handing over my belongings to a total stranger.
Stranger.
How can you allow it? How can you let your daughter take my place, live in my house, carry my keys, and wear my clothes, pearls?
How can you allow your daughter to take my place?
Pearls.
Oh.
Pearls.
Teeth.
Pearls.
Brought on by that butcher. If my grandmother Seidel, may she rest in peace, took the trouble to come all the way from the other world to tell us about the tailor, all we can say is that it's all for the best and couldn't possibly be any better. Amen.
Amen.
A blessing on my head, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. Like Grandma Seidel said, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. We'll have a son-in-law like no one ever saw, the tailor Mottel Kamsoil.
We haven't got the man,
Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov.
We had when we began,
Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov.
But since your grandma came, she'll marry, what's his name?
The tailor Mottel Kamsoil.
The tailor Mottel Kamsoil.
The tailor Mottel Kamsoil. The tailor Mottel Kamsoil.
Thank you.
Yolda. Yolda, he's a good man. I like him. He's a little crazy, but I like him. And, what's more important, Huddle likes him. Huddle loves him. So what can we do? It's a new world, Gordon. A new world. Love. Golda, do you love me?
Do I what?
Do you love me?
Do I love you?
Well?
With our daughters getting married and this trouble in the town. You're upset, you're worn out. Go inside, go lie down. Maybe it's indigestion.
No, Golda, I'm asking you a question. Do you love me?
You're a fool.
I know. But do you love me?
Do I love you?
Well.
For 25 years I've washed your clothes, cooked your meals, cleaned your house, given you children, milked your cow. After 25 years, why talk about love right now?
Golda, the first time I met you was on our wedding day. I was scared.
I was shy.
I was nervous.
So was I.
But my father and my mother said we'd learn to love each other. And now I'm asking, Golda, do you love me?
I'm your wife.
I know. But do you love me?
Do I love him?
Well?
For 25 years I've lived with him, fought with him, starved with him. 25 years my bed is his. If that's not love, what is?
And you love me.
I suppose I do.
Then I suppose I love you too. It doesn't change a thing, but even so, after 25 years, it's nice. And he asks you to leave your father and mother and join him in that frozen wasteland and marry him there?
No, Papa. He did not ask me to go. I want to go.
What?
Papa, how can I hope to make you understand why I do what I do? Why I must travel to a distant land, far from the home I love. Once I was happily content to be as I was, where I was, close to the people who are close to me, here in the home I love. Who could see that a man would come who would change the shape of my dreams? Helpless now, I stand with him, watching older dreams grow dim. Oh, what a melancholy choice this is, wanting wanting him, closing my heart to every hope not his, leaving the home my love. There where my heart has settled long ago, I must go, I must go. Who could imagine I'd be wandering so far from the home I love? Yet there with my love, I'm home.
Papa, God alone knows when we shall see each other again.
Then we will leave it in his hands. Little bird, little traveler, I don't understand what's happening today. Everything is all a blur. All I can see is a happy child, the sweet little bird you were. Traveler, traveler. Little bird, little traveler, you were always such a pretty little thing, everybody's favorite child. Gentle and kind and affectionate, what a sweet little bird you were, traveler, traveler.
Rabbi, we've waited all our lives for the Messiah. Wouldn't now be a good time for him to come?
We'll have to wait for him someplace else. Meanwhile, let's start packing.
Well, Anatevka hasn't been exactly the Garden of Eden.
That's true.
After all, what have we got here?
A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
A pot, a pan,
a broom,
a hat.
Someone should have set a match to this place years ago.
A bench,
a tree.
What's a house?
Or a stove?
The people who pass through Anatevka.
don't even know they've been here.
A stick of wood? A piece of cloth?
What do we leave? Nothing much. Only Anatevka. 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 Underfed, overworked. Anatevka. Where's good Sabbath be so sweet? Anatevka. Anatevka. Intimate, obstinate.
Just a place.
Our forefathers have been forced out of many, many places at a moment's notice.
Maybe that's why we always wear our hats.
En la música del Rey David, el programa dedicado al aporte de los artistas judíos a la música, hemos escuchado El violinista en el tejado, con música de Jerry Bock y arreglos de John Williams, con solos de violín de Isaac Stern, y en los roles principales, Topol, Molly Picon, Norma Crane y Leonard Frey. Todo esto extraído de la banda de sonido de la película, siendo dirigida la orquesta por John Williams. Finalizaremos la audición de hoy con un clásico de los romances sefaradíes. 18 años tengo, por el trío Azar. La duración es de 1 minuto 41 segundos. Escuchamos en la música del Rey David, el programa con idea y conducción de Mario Bensecri, que les habla, 18 años tengo, romance sefaradí por el trío Azar. Eso ha sido todo por hoy, la próxima audición la dedicaremos al fin de año. Quédense en la 96.7, que ya llega Sebastián Domínguez y su valioso programa de Segovia a Yupanqui. Agradezco la colaboración cordial y profesional de Adán Robles y el equipo técnico de la emisora, que hicieron posible que esta audición llegara a ustedes. Muchas gracias. Buenas tardes.